Many ancient Near Eastern peoples referred to their kings as fathers. And the Bible frequently uses this same language for God. But what prompted this title? Was it appropriate to call kings father? Why were ancient kings, and even God in his divine kingship, sometimes referred to as fathers?
Kings in the ancient world called themselves fathers because they were portraying themselves as paternalistic. That is, they were caring for their people, taking care of their needs, protecting them, and those kinds of things. Now, in reality, most of that was just propaganda, because kings in the ancient world, for the most part, served themselves rather than serving their people. But at the same time, when God revealed himself to Israel, he used this common way of thinking about kings as fathers. And in the case of God being our father, our royal father, our imperial father, it's not propaganda, it's true. God takes care of us. He provides for us, he protects us like a father would. So he's the father of his entire empire, the father of his kingdom.
Well, the language of fatherhood that we hear used with respect to ancient kings is a language of authority, and therefore to call a king a father was a recognition that he did have authority over his subjects. And that language, of course, transposed to the one who has authority over all. So God as the father is not just a title related to his intimacy and care, but it also relates to the fact that it acknowledges that he is the high king over all, the one with absolute authority.
The Bible was written in human language. Our human relationship to God as creator is often expressed in terms of the relationship between a father and his children. In this context, God's fatherhood represents our origin and his authority.
Ancient kings and God in his kingship were referred to as fathers, primarily because I think of the patriarchal system of the day, where a clan or an extended family would have a patriarch, a father, who would oversee them, who would have authority in that context. And that patriarch had ultimately the authority to provide for the clan, to provide for the family, and to protect the family. So I think those two things are key when we talk about God as father, when we talk about ancient kings as taking on the father figure. Provision for their people and protection for their people.